Hi, Harold?
Who's calling?
Oh, my name is Jesse, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking to people in California today and would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis.
Yeah, he's at work right now. I can give him the message. You can call back a later time.
What about yourself? Would you be interested in taking a quick survey? To be honest with you, it's like 7 to 10 minute conversation with me.
Oh, you have to go fast. Yeah, Ben.
Okay, I can go as fast as I can. I do a lot of reading, though, okay? So you're going to have to bear with me. Okay, let's go right here. Now, I do have the option to read these in Spanish or English. I take it that you want to go in English, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. And your name, please, so I can address you by?
Jerry, G-E-R-I, Jerry.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Before we begin, I do want to confirm that you are not driving and you are in a safe place to talk.
Yes.
Okay. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample in California of voters, what year were you born?
52.
1952, okay. And to ensure that we have a representative sample, do you have any kind of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Indian, yes.
Okay. So are you American Indian?
No, I'm black, but my grandmother, great-grandmother was Indian.
Okay. Let's see here. And what is the last grade of school that you completed?
High school.
High school? Okay. And if the elections for United States Congress were being held today, from who would you vote for, a Democrat candidate or a Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Okay, let's see here. Democrat. All right. Now I would like to read you a list of different people that are active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have favorable or if you feel favorable or unfavorable towards them, okay?
All right.
Rudy Salas.
No, unfavorable.
Okay.
What
about David Valadou?
Favorable.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Okay. Moving on to the next. I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you will vote for or against a candidate solely based on the issues regardless of the candidate's stand or more or other issues, okay? The cost of mortgage or rent, Social Security, Medicare. So whenever you hear one that you say, I would consider voting for a candidate because of this, then you tell me, okay?
Okay.
Social Security, Medicare. Healthcare.
I'll vote for it.
Okay.
Healthcare.
What about border security?
I'll vote for it.
Okay. That's good enough right there. Now, thinking ahead to the elections this November, how excited are you to vote? And from a scale from 1 through 10, are you very likely to vote or not likely at all to vote?
Likely to vote.
So is that a 9, 8, 10?
A 10.
Okay. Now, if the elections for president were being held today, for whom would you vote between Joe Biden, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican? Jill Stein, Green Party, or Robert F. Kennedy?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden? Okay. If Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. Excuse me. If the elections for U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote between Adam Schiff and Steve Garvey?
Adam Schiff.
Okay. if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote for between Rudy Salas and David Valadou?
Is David, he's a, I think it's Valadeo.
I always mispronounce it in some way. Mm-hmm. Someone always has to correct me, but is that a probably or definitely Valadeo?
Is he a Democrat?
He's Republican.
Okay, what about Salas?
Salas is Democrat.
Oh, I'd rather do Salas then, yeah.
Okay. All right. Definitely Salas then, right?
Yes.
Okay. Moving along. Next, I'm going to read you some information you might hear about David Valadeo. After I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Valadeo if it ever crosses your mind, okay? I do have to read these statements. There's about four or five of them, so it's pretty interesting information. Bear with me, okay? So, American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year more just to pay for basics like groceries, gas, and housing. David Valadeo is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create the inflation crisis. Instead, Valadeo is working to hold government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn. Would this make you much more likely to vote for Valadeo or less likely?
More likely, yes.
Okay. Now, next one. David Valadeo has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Valadeo has supported bipartisanship in legislation that includes pay raise for military members, improving access to serve for veterans, improvement to military family child care and schools, and support for military members buying a home. Would this make you much more likely to vote for Valadeo or less likely?
Yes, yes.
Much more?
More likely.
Okay. David Valadeo is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California's Central Valley. In March, Valadeo secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads, highways, and replace old pipelines to improve water quality and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment. This statement, does it make you much more likely to vote for Valadeo?
More likely.
Okay, I get your drift here. As a dairy farmer himself, David Valadeo understands how important farming and agriculture to California's Central Valley is. That is why David Valadeo supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved agriculture research, expanded board brand internet access in rural counties and communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas. Does this make you much more likely or less likely?
Yes, likely. More likely.
Okay. I have about two or three more to read about him. It'll be quick, okay? David Valadeo is a champion of American dreams of home ownerships. As housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared, Valadeo went to work to help first-time homebuyers and military veterans make their dreams of home ownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home. Would this make you much more or less likely?
More likely.
Okay. Thousands of Californians struggle with water shortage and droughts every year. That is why David Valadeo worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for next and exciting water shortage projects to facilities across Central Valley and the state. Would this make you much more likely or less likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. The last statement I have to read about Valadeo here. David Valadeo is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California. Whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, accessing educational funds for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans, Valadeo is willing to collaborate to work with both parties to find solutions. What does this make you feel? Much more likely or less likely?
More likely. Much more likely.
Okay, so we're almost done. We're about 75% done, so bear with me, okay?
Oh, wow.
We're almost done. 2 more minutes, I promise. Now that you have heard some additional information, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of David Valadao?
Yes, favorable.
Okay. If the elections were held for U.S. Congress today, for whom would you vote for between Rudy Salas, Democrat, or David Valadao, Republican?
The Democrat.
Democrat, okay.
Valadao, right? David Valadao.
David Valadao is actually a Republican.
Okay, Rudy Salas. You told me before.
It's actually the same question from before, but because I read all those good things about David Valadao, then it asks you again if you've maybe changed your mind. That's the whole thing about it. Thinking about something else, from which of the or two of the following sources, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president? Do you follow news about politics that close?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so digital websites, do you watch that?
No.
What about newspapers?
Sometimes,
okay. Google, Instagram,
no.
YouTube,
no.
Facebook?
No.
National network news like ABC, CBS?
Yes.
Okay. Cable news?
Yes.
Okay. That's good enough right there. Which of the following best describes the way you view television programs? Only use satellite, or you only use cable, or you use both satellite and cable?
Both.
Okay. Now, I have just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Do you own your home?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Congratulations. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat or a Republican or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate? Okay. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Now, how would you describe your economic circumstance? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Middle class.
Middle class, okay. And do you or anyone in your household work in farming or agriculture or ranching?
No.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much, Jerry. You've done excellent. You are a sweetheart. I wish you the best evening ever, okay?
All right, thank you. You have a good evening. Okay.
Thank you, love.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.